Time to light the match for the Burning Truth with Casey Hendrickson.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to The Burning Truth. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. So we started the show off today just with a little ditty about the debate last night, the Indiana gubernatorial debate with the Republicans on stage. This time, all of the Republicans on stage. Well, I mean, almost. And I got a very interesting note. And joining us right now is Jamie Rittenour, who was on stage last night. And Jamie, I've heard nothing but positive things about your performance last night. In fact, I got a letter about you from a listener who said that she changed her vote after watching the debate last night, and she's now voting for you.
That is great, and we're hearing that all over the state of Indiana. Thanks for having me, Casey.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you back. So we'll get into your performance and your opponents here in a minute. But I think the big thing was to say that people were unhappy with the moderator is an understatement. And I wanted to get your take as one of the candidates on stage dealing with the moderator.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're a true conservative, you're used to a lot of kickback. I think that we're probably not used to expecting that in a debate setting like we just had. So I want to try to be nice to this moderator because he's getting hit on all sides. But here's the reality. We've got real issues on the ground in the state of Indiana. We believe that our conservative principles are the answer to those issues. We have a government right now, our governor, that is not a true conservative. And so we need to discuss our plans. And it really just seemed like he was completely disconnected to what's taking place with Hoosiers on the ground. And I think that was unfortunate.
So you mentioned that the current governor is not a conservative, and I think that even the most rudimentary milquetoast conservative would tell you that Holcomb is not a conservative, but he's a Republican, and there is a huge difference. But I think that you'd also find a lot in the Indiana State Party, though, Jamie, is that a lot of people in the Indiana State Party aren't conservative and don't particularly like conservatives all that much. So is Indiana a conservative state, or is it just a moderate Republican state?
Well, I mean, it really depends on how we look at the Constitution and the way our nation was set up. If we look at our nation as we the people are over the government, we're a conservative state. If we look at our nation as the government's over the people, then we're not conservative. I happen to believe, because my parents fought in the military for the freedoms of this country, that we should remain true to the Constitution. Our state is definitely conservative. They need to elect leaders that are conservative. I am the true conservative in this race, and I'm ready to take on everyone at the State House. I have not spent my time buddying up with people at the State House. I've done the opposite, and I've been on the ground for 2.5 years, and that's why Hoosiers identify with what I'm saying, because I represent their voice.
So last night, you had a closing statement in the unaired portion, which you posted on your X account. I reposted it just in case people didn't see it. And you made a comment on there that's, I think we talked about this the last time that you were on the show, about how we're recruiting all of these big businesses from out of the state, but we have 100,000 open jobs from companies that are in Indiana. Why do we need to recruit these businesses from out of state? And I just wanted to get your opportunity to elaborate on that. Maybe people didn't see that portion of the debate last night.
Absolutely, Casey, we do. We have over 100,000 jobs. We need to fill those jobs here in the state of Indiana. We have many small businesses that are not able to employ. We need to work with our small businesses to raise our employment. We want to do that by starting with apprenticeships with seniors that are graduating from high school. We want them to spend their senior year doing apprenticeships with our small businesses. They would not have to then pay them. They could just put forth their apprenticeships, and it would be a wonderful opportunity for us to help in that area of employment. But here's the reality. We do not want to court billion-dollar companies into our state that are going to come with billions of strings and all of that ideology and all of their lobbyists. We have plenty of vacant buildings right now in the state of Indiana. We are the crossroads state. We are well equipped to bring data centers here that are new technology. What we don't want to do is what they have done, which is what Susan Crouch and Brad Chambers have done, which is they basically brought a whale of a company, right? That's what we say, and put it right in the middle of the desert. There's no water there. And now they're trying to bring this $2 billion solution. $2 billion, right? It could be more than that. $2 billion is $20 million per county. It's just unacceptable what they've done to Hoosiers. They're taking Hoosier land. And the Hoosiers here are saying to me that it's not our Indiana anymore. That is not acceptable.
And we're running.
We are the people
I was going to say, we're running into that here in the Michiana region. Now, the show covers all of northern Indiana, but I reside in the Michiana region. And we, you know, obviously we've got the GM, Samsung SDI plant that's going in. But there's other projects that are around there, like an Amazon server farm. And, you know, this is in rural Indiana. And there's a lot of farmers that are going, hey, like, this is taking our land. And there's just a report done in the area about how many farmers are selling their farms in the area, and they're selling out to corporate businesses, and they're actually getting out of the business. So, I mean, farmland in Indiana is starting to decline quite a bit while they're courting these Silicon Valley companies. And I don't know if you're aware, but I keep preaching this to my audience. When Amazon goes into a community, they do a couple of things. And one of those things is they offer free devices to public schools with curriculum that they have created, which is all filled with CRT, DEI, and every other nonsensical, bigotrous academic curriculum that you could think of. And they end up changing the culture through your kids.
Absolutely. And then you combine that with a state that's completely failing to educate, right, academically.
Right.
We have to be smarter than this. It's time to vote for true conservative values, or you're going to get companies that are making it seem like they're bringing jobs, but just like you said, they're bringing all that ideology with them. What we know is that the rate at which they're buying property and the amount they're willing to pay is making it impossible for farmers to buy land. Indiana Hoosiers have to think this through. And I think that on the ground, I can tell you, people are tired of it. They understand this is an urgent election. We fully believe we will win this election. In 2016, when President Trump was on the ticket, over a million people voted in the primary on the conservative ticket. It doubled. And did the quote conservative party of the state of Indiana go court those voters? No, not at all, because that's not what they're trying to do. They don't believe in the conservative principles, and so they're not out courting people to join the party. But I am the opposite. I believe in what we stand for, and right now I tell everybody, you need to tell 12 people to tell 12 people. Now is the hour for written hour. It's that simple. Let's just get it done.
You know, the other thing that I would like, there's a lot of Republican lawmakers who are in the business of real estate who are selling that land that Jamie Rittenour is talking about, and they're selling it above market value to the government, who is then developing solar farms on it and turning it around and using it to bring in these big Silicon Valley companies. And nobody wants to talk about it. And anytime a Republican raises a stink about their fellow Republicans scamming the taxpayer, suddenly that person is public enemy number one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, both of my parents served in the military. My dad served in the military and was stationed in California at many of those military bases. So I grew up in California. I have friends that are conservative that live there. If anyone in Indiana wants this to be a Silicon Valley, they need to move to California. That is not what Indiana is. Indiana is going to be the training capital of the United States. We need to stay true to our roots. We are a generational state, and we are the state that can stand against this big business that we're seeing that's trying to creep in through the back door. We're not going to go for it. And I love that Hoosiers understand that I am exactly what they are. I believe in conservative principles. I am the Hoosier voice, and that's why people need to vote for me.
All right, Jamie Rittenour, I'm going to ask you a question that is probably atypical, because I know typically when you get into a campaign, they're like, well, if it's not you, who else should it be? I'm not going to do that. What I want to ask you, Jamie, of your fellow Republican opponents, who is the most dangerous and riskiest for Hoosiers to vote for? In other words, who would be the biggest disaster if they were to become the next governor of Indiana?
Yeah, that's a hard one, because it's like a tie, right? I mean,
Give me a political answer. Come on, name somebody.
I'm trying to be honest. Okay, so I'll say this. I'll say, you know, Mike Braun, you can't vote for him because he's against the police. He was for Black Lives Matter. So that, I think that's just a given. I think Brad Chambers is a wolf in sheep's clothing. I know that there are billboards all around here that are saying Democrats can vote Republican. The PAC that put those billboards out, I'm told, actually backed Brad Chambers and Susan Crouch.
So yes, that is an accurate statement. Yes.
We got to be careful of wolves in sheep's clothing. I have the passion, the energy, the calling. I've done the work on the ground. No one in the state of Indiana has made the sacrifice that I've made to get to know Hoosiers and to make sure I'm representing their voice. That is the truth of the matter. This is an urgent election. We are ready for this change, and we believe that Hoosiers all over the state are getting the news, and they're changing their vote from whoever they were going to vote for, and they're voting for Rittenour.
I'll tell you what, you sound very energized after yesterday. So, I mean, that's a good thing. You've got a second win. There's no doubt about it. I think that you've definitely changed some minds yesterday. How can people support your campaign and learn more about you?
Awesome. Go to jamie4ingov.com. Choose your social media. And we just tell people, look, we're not looking for millions of dollars. Dollars don't have heartbeats. People do. We are telling everybody, tell 12 people you know to tell 12 people. That's how you multiply numbers like liberals do. We know how to run this race. Now is the hour for Rittenhour, and we appreciate every support that we get.
Jamie Rittenhour, again, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, take care. We got more coming up. You're tuned into The Burning Truth.
Podcasts by Federated Media.